The Scotty K Show.
So if you're a business owner or an entrepreneur or a leader, this kind of whole week is for you. We've had some special things going on in the week of the show. Or if you're a leader in your field and you're looking to kind of level up your career, change things in the new year, we're trying to help with that. So this Saturday, we're doing an event, and I partnered with my friends over at Brick and Mortar, and we're doing it in Glen Ellen. They have a couple different locations, which we'll get to, but it's these amazing shared workspaces all over the Chicagoland area, and we put together a workshop today, or for this Saturday, that is really bringing together these experts to help professionals at any stage or level that they work to help you lead and grow. It's for entrepreneurs, professionals, creatives, team leaders, anybody that goes, I don't know, my job's okay, but how can I be better at it? And so you've heard different experts over the week, and today I have Eric Weber. I'm really excited to chat with you today, man, because you've done some cool things. I wish I knew more about real estate, because everybody says, oh, you should invest in real estate. You should do it. But you've done it. You're a real estate entrepreneur. You built and sold real estate companies, and now you're a real estate developer, and you also have a really cool why, because I understand you're also the chair, and tell me if I get this title right, but for the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago, right?
That is correct.
A special cause, and I know it's close to your heart, which we'll get to in a second, but why are we doing this today? We're doing it to just help level up our lives a little bit. All of us are kind of looking to grow in whatever way we can. So on Saturday, you're going to have a chance to talk with all of our experts like Eric. But let's talk about what you did, how you did it, and then we'll get to why you did it. So you found a way to go from working the job in corporate America. Yep. We all work for somebody, and whether we like it or not, you decided you were going to find a way to do it for yourself and work for yourself, right?
Yeah. In a nutshell, a little more pain
to
and tears.
Your journey, right?
Yeah, you know, we got here, we did it easy. Well, first off, Scotty, thanks for having me. Of course, thanks to the Brick and Mortar team. Love the space. Love the ownership and management team over there. So appreciate being able to be a part of that. So yeah, for me, look, I graduated from the University of Illinois, met my wife there. Got an accounting degree and was like, corporate America, and that's where I'm going to be, and that's where I'm going to stay. It was safe. It was stable. It was compelling.
The American path they tell you you're supposed to take, right?
Yeah. My parents are super, you know, happy for me. It made, you know, it checked all the boxes. And I did it. I did it successfully for about 10 years. I started at a big accounting firm. I moved over to a big restructuring company. And at that restructuring company, the work was super interesting, but man, I was on the road every single week, sometimes Sunday to Friday, Monday to Thursday, did it for 6 years, almost unreasonable stress.
Yeah. You're talking to a lot of people's hearts right now.
Of course,
going,
right?
I'm on the road right now as we speak.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you know what that feels like, right? Like you're living out of a suitcase. You're not eating well. You're unhealthy. There's all these things that start to happen to you. And then, oh, wait, to compound matters, my wife and I decided to have our first kid. Mm. And I remember sitting with her. I was moonlighting, actually, as a real estate broker. I was literally just helping my friends buy single family homes and condos. I was representing them as their realtor. And I was doing it and I was enjoying it, but it was on the side, and I had my full-time corporate job that I was working 60 to 70 hours, and I was on the corporate track, and one day I was going to be making $1 million+ a year, and everything was there for me. And I'd come home to my pregnant wife and she's like, you're just not happy. Hmm. And like, what's this all worth? I don't care about the money. You know, I don't care about all this. I can't see you. Our child's not going to see you. And she had ambitions, which she successfully achieved, of having more than one child. We have four now. And they're wonderful. But at the time, I couldn't deal with it anymore. My little side hustle, if I'll call it that, had a component to generate recurring revenue. We call it service-based revenue. I was managing properties, managing investment properties. I was generating realtor fees. I was leasing apartments, and I could take all those revenue streams and put them together into what became a real estate services company. My company was called 33 Realty. What we really became at 33 was a third-party service provider to people who own real estate, predominantly apartment owners, apartment building owners. And they need you to find them the apartment. They need you to renovate the apartment. They need you to manage it for them when it's renovated. Then they need you to lease it up. And then at some point, they're probably going to want to dispose of it. So
I own it. You do all the work.
Exactly.
Got it.
I'm the passive investor.
Got it.
I don't want to roll up my sleeves, but I don't have to roll up my sleeves. We did that. We did that successfully for about 12 years. And in 2022, got approached by a venture capital based firm out of the West Coast that were looking for secure income streams. And property management revenue in particular has always been regarded as a really secure revenue stream.
Okay.
It's a contract. It generates generates monthly revenues, and they're pretty consistent, and they generally don't go away. It's called sticky revenue for people who are familiar with that type of terminology. They approached us in February of 2022. They had aggressive and hungry capital behind them that wanted to acquire service-based businesses like mine. And I don't know if some of your listeners may remember this. I certainly remember it. The interest rate markets were starting to creep. Things were starting to change economically. And interest rates really almost doubled between, call it, the end of 2021 and the middle of 2022. And we had a short window to complete our diligence and for them to close on the deal. And they did in July of 22. And it's that like dream scenario for a small business owner like myself that turned a small idea into something, call it medium.
Yeah.
But it gave this newfound flexibility. It gave me the ability to kind of go and do what I wanted on my own terms. But man, the 10 to 12 years leading up to that, to get it to that place and just kind of be approached out of the blue is not something I can say there's a perfect playbook for.
Right.
But I can certainly tell you what it takes to navigate that.
It seems like, too, there was something that you were already doing. And I think there's a lot of people that are doing something right now, but may not have the vision to see that could be bigger than what it is at the moment. And that's kind of what you had, that realtor side of you that maybe at the time didn't see the vision of what it could be until you did see the vision of what it could be and move into that.
What a great point. That's probably the best way to characterize it, because I didn't know what I and we could become.
Right.
Knew I loved it. And you're going to hear that cliche in any business book you read and any podcast you go on, do what you love. I know it sounds a little cliche, but it's real, man.
Yeah.
It really is real. Like
how do I become a billionaire or snowboarder? Can I do that?
Yeah. I guess, there are some caveats to that.
We'll talk. Yeah.
We should figure that out.
Yeah. See how the body holds up in your 40s too.
Tell me about it. No, it's like it's waking up and getting excited to go and do what I was doing.
Right.
And I wasn't waking up in corporate America excited to go do what I was doing.
Yeah, I think that's the key here too. If you're waking up and you're not excited about your day every day, maybe there's something that on Saturday, if they come and talk to you, maybe you can help them find a little bit of that vision, or maybe your story inspires them to maybe look deeper into what's going on already in their life. And that's kind of why we do this, is so that not that people can go, oh, like this guy, good for him. He made a bunch of money and sold his realty. But how can we take what you've done and the lessons that you've learned and go and look at our own life and go, okay, how does this apply to me? And I hope, and on Saturday at Brick and Mortar in Glen Ellen, 10 to 2, you're going to be there. Maybe that's an opportunity for you to go, hey, you're missing this about your own life at the same time that could take you. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's worth a shot to me, right?
I mean, even if one small conversation or 10 small conversations yields one person capable of making that change, it's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
It is.
It's a risk. It's a risk. It's a risk to be happy at that point. But also, that risk comes with reason at the same time. And one of the reasons you took that risk is because the foundation, like we mentioned before, is really close to your heart. Yeah. And so let's talk just a little bit about your involvement with the Epilepsy Foundation in Greater Chicago.
Yeah. So selling the business gave me the flexibility I was alluding to earlier to pursue real estate development, but it also gave me the flexibility to give back. And again, I'm going to go back to this for the third time cliche. I don't want this to be a cliche story. I am involved in the Epilepsy Foundation of Chicago because I was diagnosed with epilepsy when I was 18. And I've always been a roll up your sleeves, get around the adversity type of person. And for many, many years, I didn't want to accept the fact that I had that condition. And then when I was able to accept the fact, oh, and by the way, find the time to be able to give back to other people affected by that, it was like a perfect marriage for me. Got involved with the foundation about 5-6 years ago, but really got heavily involved in really like 2023, 2024, and was asked to step in as the chairman of the board for the foundation. Was super flattered. And super excited. Now what I find myself in is we're back into that, I don't want to say startup because we've been around for 80 years, but into this remolding of a business, rebuilding of a business as people, not for profits, but they're run, good ones are run like businesses. And I'm in this leadership role where we have to motivate and we have to get people to come together around a common cause. I'll tell you one thing about building the company that I built and sold. What was so crazy to me is when everyone bought into the culture, when everyone bought into this shared vision, I always thought that type of stuff was kind of like, you know, you read about it in the business books, but it's not tangible.
Rah, rah, hoo, hoo. Yeah. Yeah. Good, better, best.
I hate to admit that I love watching those videos, and maybe this is the reason, but that matters, man. Culture matters. And we had at 33, really, we had all these people surrounded around one vision and one mission and actually buying into it. That stuff wasn't rah-rah to me anymore. That was what really built our business to the place where we could sell it. And so I'm taking those lessons, and we could talk about this on Saturday or, you know, anytime, because it's so close to my heart. But taking those lessons and applying them to this foundation and realizing the good we can do, and the way we have to do that good is to build that vision and mission within the organization. You got to get the right people on board. We've got great people at the foundation. My time is dedicated to that now because I'm fortunate enough to be able to give that time. And so appreciate you, you bringing it up. It's, it means a ton to me.
I think we can feel your passion about it too. And that's something I you know, we obviously definitely want to talk more about, and hopefully we can partner in something cool down the road for that as well. But we are having this really special event just to kind of, you never know what's going to change your life. It could change your life just by showing up and saying hello and maybe chatting with Eric for, or any of the experts for a couple minutes. So it's going to be Saturday on the 24th in Glen Ellen at Brick and Mortar. And now, so I have the link set up perfectly to set to your phone. We're going to actually reserve spots for the first 50 people. If you're listening right now and you're like, this kind of sounds interesting, reserve your spot right now. Just text level up to 312-946-4995. Text level up to 312-946-4995. I'll send you the link right to your phone so you can go ahead and sign up, and we'll see you on Saturday 10 to 2 at Glen Ellen at Brick and Mortar in Glen Ellen. And there's all the experts. Plus, if you maybe you just need something as simple as headshots, we're going to have Lisa K, photographer, doing complimentary headshots as well. So all the information is there. Text level up to 312-946-4995. Eric, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story with us too. And we look forward to hearing more on Saturday.
Scott, you're the best. Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate you.